Well, there's been a fresh outbreak of fighting in Jonglei, and Mulay groups from the town of Lekongole, about 30 kilometres north of the main town of Pibor, have fled that town and have moved down to Pibor. And we have about 6,000 people outside our base in Pibor. We're very worried about the situation. There's been conflict going on in the Jonglei area committed by all groups, Mulay, Dinka and Nuer, since December last year.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment, the situation is particularly dire because there's been flooding, there's been COVID-19, and there is also pre-existing hunger in the area as well.
Right, and speaking of the flooding and pre-existing hunger, and let's not also forget that we're facing the pandemic COVID-19. So what will happen as we look at all these things that are hindering the population there if this fighting continues to go at this scale?
Well, look, I really worry about it. I mean, first of all, is obviously the direct violence itself that kills people. Hundreds of people have been abducted. Women and children have been abducted and taken back to other areas. But in addition to that, there's a real concern about the humanitarian situation. People in this area were already facing hunger. There were some people who were, on the borderline of famine. What we are really worried about is that supplies are just not available in the area, and because of the flooding and the bad conditions, are going to be very, very difficult to get anything that might be available into the areas. So people who have depended on humanitarians to pick up the pieces and put a patch on the problem, you know, it's just not going to be a solution this time around. So that's what I really worry about. And it's the women and children that obviously suffer more than anybody else.
Right. And what is UNMISS doing to protect the civilian and most especially this vulnerable group, the women and children?
Well, we have our base in Pibor has been reinforced. There's a large area outside the base where in the past we have people have congregated. There are about 6,000 people there now. We're anticipating there will be more people if the attacks continue. We're extremely worried about that because the area outside the base, because of the rains recently, is very muddy and waterlogged. And of course, there's a shortage of food, clean water, and all of those things. So while we'll provide shelter and protection for these people as best we can, we need also all the other needs of these people to be met too.
Right. And you kept speaking about the flooding hindering the camp where these 6,000 are seeking for sanctuary there. Just paint us a picture. How bad is it? And how are these 6,000 people even living in the camp?
Well, people worry first about their protection, so they come to the place where they feel they've been protected, and that's the UNMISS base where our peacekeepers are. And then they obviously worry about other things too. I mean, some of them will be carrying some items with them, so we hope that will be something. But for the most part, there's going to be a lot of very desperate people, and as I say, the conditions are muddy and wet, so it's a very, very unpleasant place for people to be. I mean, in that sort of situation where there's a lot of water on the ground, and you know, there's issues perhaps with sewage and clean water, all the other issues like diarrhea, etc., can break out. But it's also it's very difficult for us at the moment because people don't quite understand that these roads are cut off for months at a time when it rains. And for us, with heavy vehicles, with heavy military vehicles, we simply can't move along a lot of these roads to get to people. So in some ways, we're waiting for people to come to us, and they're doing that by their feet, by walking.
Right, right. Now, the recurrence of this fighting takes place as the government delegation is involved in talks between the conflicting groups. So how is UNMISS supporting these the dialogue efforts?
Well, first of all, most most practically, we had some helicopters which flew the delegation up a few days ago. It was headed by Vice President Wani Iga, and we very welcome the trip. We will do whatever we can to support the government to try and resolve this, resolve the issue. But the other problem, of course, is that one of the issues that still remains resolved is that Wani Iga also needs to move around and speak to the Lonoa areas in the north and in the northeast, and also to the Mulay themselves in Pibor. And we need a consensus gathered by all of the leaders in those areas. We need to agree on a ceasefire, number one, and then number two, that all of the ethnic groups pull back to their home areas and we establish buffer zones between them so that we can monitor the movement of people and keep them away from each other. At that point, once we've done that, then we can start talking about some of the other development issues that we might need to address.
Right. Also, the UN, WFP and FAO Thursday put out an alert for worsening food security levels affecting up to 60,000 people. How concerning is this?
Look, it's incredibly worrying. As I say, these people are already weakened by a perfect storm of so many different things. And now this on top of it, and nobody's innocent here. All of these groups, the Mulay, the Dinka, the Nua, all of them have attacked each other's areas. So nobody can point the finger at anybody. They all know that they have. But what they need to recognize now, this is not a way to go forward, that they need to pull back, and there needs to be a different way found to end the violence and create the conditions to build peace.
Right. And Mr. David Chira, of course, thank you so much for making out time to speak to us. Just before I let you go, the press conference mentioned that this conflict is not simply an intercommunal fighting. So who else is at play here?
Look, we've seen uniformed personnel as part of this, part of the fighting, which implies that many of them belong to some sort of military groups. We've had reports of supplies going into both sides that requires outside support and outside help. There's a lot of other people involved in this. Without mentioning any names, they know who they are, mm-hmm. and they need to back off and allow this to be reconciled, and to encourage their people to pull back and to pull back to their bases and to their homes.